All right. Let's see how we're going to do this. How are we going to do the intro now without Kevin here?
Do you want me to sing the song?
We have no song.
I'll sing a song.
I'll just do it. I'll just, why don't you do a happy intro? Just like a hey, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, just to start it off completely?
Yeah, we can just start
hey
off.
Hey, everybody, this is Greg Edwards.
That's more like that out.
All right, I'm into it now. I can do this. All right, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Untitled Greatest Podcast Ever. My name is Matt Morales. With me today is, as always,
Sean Keane.
And Joey Devine.
And Kevin O'Shea is not here today for reasons we don't know. He might be dead, but we all have our cell phones off. So we're really not going to find out until he strolls in around 8:45-ish.
8:45-ish, I think.
8:50.
Wait, Kevin O'Shea is here. The greatest podcast ever.
That wasn't Kevin.
Just say something unfunny, and then we'll pretend it's Kevin. Oh,
guy who's gone.
You don't show up, you reap the consequences.
That's what I call a KO.
Shay.
So let's see. So what do we have on the show today? This is our new and improved show because now we have segments. We have an actual format.
Are we 45 seconds in yet?
We are not 45 seconds in yet.
Let me know when we're 45 seconds in, because that is the segment you people want to hear.
All right, well, it'll probably take me 45 seconds to get through listing what the segments are, and then we can do the 45-second segment. But what we have going on the show today, we have What Pissed Matt Off This Week. We also have Joey Devine Goes to the Movies.
I did.
A favorite from last week.
It's a classic.
Already a classic. We're going to go over the listener feedback that we got on the Facebook. Also, we're going to talk about Joey's doppelganger at the Punchline on Sunday night. Let's see. I think that's about 45 seconds. So, Joey, you had something.
Fuck you, Eric Cash.
Fuck you, Eric Cash.
You're not listening, though, so whatevs.
Doesn't matter what we say about Eric Cash, because he'll never hear this, and we don't really care if he does. Eric Cash was, aside from my little brother, one of the people who gave the least amount of constructive criticism that we
had. Matt Morales, it's Eric Cash. I couldn't listen through 45 seconds of your podcast.
Well, in his defense, I couldn't listen through 45 seconds of the podcast either, but I didn't tell myself that. You know, I kind of buttered myself up a little bit and said, no, it wasn't so bad. You know, I mean, the audio levels were a little fucked, but, you know, you only went to college for 4 years to learn how to do that. You know, you should probably be able to do a fucking podcast.
I kind of perused the podcast for to try to find my funniest lines and then transcribe them and use them.
Did you really do that?
No, not really. I just wanted to hear the Krippendorf's tribe thing again.
I had my girlfriend listen, and I was like, was that funny? And she's like, yeah, Sean was funnier.
Isn't that always the case, though? Is it?
Yeah. Keen is a ladies' man.
Keen is a ladies' man.
Speaking of ladies' men, what pissed you off this week, Matt?
I hate to do the cheesy radio thing where I have the most scripted segment, but I thought everyone else was going to bring in a more scripted segment. But this is actually something that did piss me off, because I don't get... Actually, you know, before I get into my scripted segment, let's talk about... I wanted to talk about my little brother and what he had to say about the show, because he had some suggestions, and I wanted to read them off and explain why we're not going to do them. So let's take a look at what Jeff Morales has to say about the podcast. And this is great now that I know that we're editing. I feel like we can bullshit more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not editing.
Well, I could actually edit that out.
Yeah, but leave us saying we're not editing in.
Oh, that part I'll edit. Let's see.
Yeah, leave this in, too.
Well, of course, my computer's going really slow. Fuck, goddamn. We don't have to be completely spontaneous on here. Fuck it.
Nah.
Let's, do we want to do what pissed Matt off first? I kind of want to talk about Joey's doppelganger first. The punchline.
Let's do that. So at the punchline last night, there was a performer, Rob O'Reilly. I think he's from the Midwest. His website is www.thecampus.
Boston. He lives in New York.
He lives in New York. He's www.thecampuscomic.com, and he has kind of a similar look to Joey. How would you describe your look? Kind of like hipster, like Rivers Cuomo with a drinking problem. Like, my name is Jonas and I'm an alcoholic. That's basically
kind of
the look.
I'm not finding this website here. This what's his name again?
Thecampuscomic.com.
Yeah, it's not. It's not leading to anything.
No, Rob O'Reilly. Just look him up on Google. He was on Live at Gotham, The Tonight Show. You know.
Oh, it sounds like he's really funny.
And what else made you feel like he was your doppelganger?
Well, he spoke incredibly similar to me, and then he also told a story about how he laughs by making a like an inhaling, which is how I laugh. And then he was also holding the mic stand the way I did. And the energy was, I felt like, was pretty similar too.
I think, though, the main problem isn't that you had the doppelganger. It was that your doppelganger was doing so much better than you
were.
Yeah,
way better. And younger. 2 years younger.
I actually think that the lesson was that Joey needs to regrow his mustache to differentiate himself from other Joey Devine clones out there. I mean, luckily they have the Mississippi River is separating them. They're not going to work the same rooms for a while, but...
Well, they're certainly not working the same rooms right now. I mean, he's on The Tonight Show. He's really...
Joey doesn't even watch The Tonight Show.
No. He doesn't. Letterman, all the way.
I also have a comedy doppelganger myself. His name is Timmy Williams from The Whitest Kids You Know. I learned this when my friend in New York saw him do a show, and I got a text message that said, "Keen, I saw your doppelganger. Same face, different man, same body, you." And, Timmy Williams is in The Whitest Kids You Know. We look very, very similar. He just has a high voice, and I have a low voice. That's pretty much... He's also 2 years younger than me, but... I think that they've become more popular recently because a couple times at like 1 or 2 in the morning leaving a bar, I've had someone yell, Why does kid you know? They might not. They might just be like, oh, the streetlight is reflecting off your pale skin into my face. And when I was like, no, I'm not in that group, and they said, get out of here, they were actually like, get out of here, you're blinding me.
You're the whitest kid I know.
I know.
My comedy doppelganger apparently is Jeff Dye, which highly upsets me. That's like kind of saying your comedy doppelganger is the younger, less funny Dane Cook. And that's like, I should have just quit comedy right then and there. And did you guys know who that dude is? He was on The Last Comic Standing.
I don't.
I
don't watch terrible TV.
It was quite disheartening, and apparently the ladies love him.
The ladies do love Jeff Dye. That's one thing I know about that guy.
And I had a friend of mine who was so confused because he was like, dude, there's this guy that I saw on TV, he's just like you, and I thought he was so funny, and I was like, yeah, it's Jeff Dye, fuck that dude, I don't like him. But he was so kind of upset because he was trying to pay me a compliment that I reminded him of a guy that he thought was really funny.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand. See, civilians don't understand how a comedian's mind works. You know, like if they're saying, hey, you remind me a lot of this guy that's really funny that's similar to you on TV, you don't realize that makes you feel like shit.
Kick me in the gut.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you might as well be saying, hey, you know the guy who already is you that's successful to where they don't need another you? Yeah,
Rob O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You're Rob O'Reilly.
Now, what would Kevin O'Shea's doppelganger be?
He has some guy whose name I don't remember. His name is Randy, and he's from Los Angeles, and they were both on the Comedy Central open mic competition.
The open mic fights.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were on the exact same show, and that really threw him off because it was someone he had never met before and just had a real similar look and vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if Kevin feels like he's inferior to this guy like we do with our doppelgangers.
I never said I felt inferior to Jeff Dye. I don't want to...
No, not you.
Career-wise, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
What was really discouraging is, you know, you walk off of that audition. It was that audition for that season, and you kind of figure, well, they probably weren't looking for a guy like me anyway. You know, they're really just casting for a show. And then a guy who looks just fucking like me is on the goddamn show for that season. Like, well, apparently they were looking for me, and they found a better me. You know, son of a bitch.
So later on the show, stay tuned. We're going to prank call Neil Lieberman, the comedy coach.
Ooh, are we? All right.
Should be good.
Oh, it's going to be real fun.
Yeah, make sure you stay tuned for that. You do not want to miss that. That will be at the very end of the show.
And also, remember, right after that, we're going to make my world-famous Swedish pancakes recipe on the air. That's you can great. Cook it with us. We'll show you how.
Remember that, guys. Keep staying tuned. Don't stop listening. That'll be at the very end of the show.
They're Swedish pancakes. Yeah.
Swedish pancakes. You know, I want to talk about something that pissed me off this week.
Let's do it, Matt.
I was at work, a.k.a. I was on the internet all day long. And when I pull up the internet, I always go to Yahoo first.
Because it's 1997.
Exactly, and that's still my fucking homepage, is Yahoo. And I came across the Yahoo Personals, which had dating advice for women, and it was dating advice on what guys you shouldn't date. Now, normally I wouldn't have read it, but the reason I read it this time is because it was written by a dude, and I now...
Jake,
who knows, doesn't put his last name on it, because he knows he's out of... he's out of the man club forever for doing this shit. Like, Jake has written an article here, and I have it printed out for everyone to read. I even have a phantom copy for Kevin O'Shea, who isn't here, to look at.
He's actually, if there were seven men you shouldn't date, Kevin O'Shea is one of them.
Number eight.
Well, these what? Are the... Oh, I think that is Kevin O'Shea. Oh, here. Hey, all right.
Wow, this is...
That was awkward.
Yeah. All right.
Kevin O'Shea is one of the six men you should have on your podcast. We have four, but, you know, and,
he's number five.
He's number five. He's the grabby guy.
We've gotten
to
that.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, Jake from Glamour. All right, how you doing? Do you think Jake's nickname is Jake the Snake?
No. I think his nickname is Jake, the guy who writes for Glamour magazine.
Glamour Jake, the Glamour Snake. I think if your name is Jake, no matter what other attributes you have, you become Jake the Snake.
Not if you write for Glamour magazine. I'm pretty sure you're just Glamour Jake.
I didn't know there was a magazine named Glamour. That's kind
of
where I'm coming from.
If you're
an 18th
century scoundrel, can you be Jake the Rake?
Yes, that was the old... That's what Jake Plummer's nickname used to be, Jake the Rake.
Hey, Kevin O'Shea's here, everybody.
Kevin O'Shea.
So, Kevin, what we're talking about here is stuff that pissed me off this week. It's really just this one article, and I won't go over it again because we were just talking about it. But this is an article written by a guy on guys you shouldn't date. And the reason I'm pissed off at this article is because I've been this guy several times and sometimes had to rely...
Jake from Glamour?
No, the guys at Jake from Glamour says not to fuck. Because,
I don't know, every time I'm in a relationship, I just fall back and become Jake from Glamour.
Well, here's the thing. In order to, because I went through a year and a half drought. I say a year in my act because it's easier.
Less sad.
But, yeah, it was just sad. It was a year and a half drought, and if it wasn't for being one of these six guys that he described, I would have never gotten out of the drought. You know what I'm saying? And, like, here's one of the things that pissed me off. Like, the number one guy he says you shouldn't date is the guy who just broke up with his girlfriend.
Rebound guy. Number one. At number one.
That doesn't mean, like, Dennis Rodman.
No.
Not the norm. Like, real tough, good balance.
I guess that guy's okay. No, but here, if you just got dumped...
Never going over the back.
This is why this guy pisses me off. If you got dumped... by your girlfriend, that guy needs to get laid. You, like, if anything, he should be telling girls, you should fuck that guy. That guy needs ass immediately. He's in the most pathetic place he can be.
And you can fuck with him.
Yeah, he's...
If you're the lady.
He's completely vulnerable. This is... I've been the rebound guy more than one occasion. I don't need fucking Jake from Glamour telling girls not to fuck me. Like, that's the last thing
I
need.
Well,
oh, go ahead.
I just want to say, I think his point isn't... Don't fuck rebound guys. I think his point is, don't try and start relationships with rebound guys.
You're a girl,
making a
Kevin O'Shea.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think there's plenty of fine relationships have come right off a rebound. Like, that's the best way to start a relationship fast break, I believe. And in this article...
If we're using basketball terms...
It's like a sweet-ass alley-oop.
Jake calls himself the rebound guy in this one, which... is sort of a way for them to have the advice like, hey, avoid single women. These are the guys you should avoid. Jake included. And Jake's story about being such a terrible rebound guy is someone tried to set him up with his fine coworker.
In quotes.
And
He
declined.
Is that like excellent coworker or like fine coworker?
Judging by how much of a douchebag.
I don't even know what that word was you just said.
Fall. I don't know. I'm not gonna do it again.
And the there's only
you
one.
We talked about Rob O'Reilly.
Okay.
There's only one dude in here that the actually is covered in 3 and 4. That I'm gonna put the link of this article on the Facebook. By the way, 3 and 4, I can understand. You don't want the slick guy or the rude guy. You don't essentially, which is just a douchebag.
Grabby guy's a little weird too.
No, grabby guy I'm okay with because that's my friend Rob F. Martinez is the grabby guy, and chicks should fuck that dude because he puts a lot of effort into, you know, making a nice date. He sets things up really
well.
He's
handsome. He has really good manners.
Yeah, and
smells amazing.
He's if not a little rapey at times.
A little, you know.
Sure, he might try to grab your boob, but the thing is he puts a lot of effort into making you uncomfortable up until the time he needs to make you uncomfortable. So I think to single out the grabby guy, he's kind of rude. So I take that one personally just because I'm friends with Rob F. Martinez. And so that one kind of pisses me off. And then last year's guy, that's the other, number 6, she says, don't go out with the guy you used to go out with. Like, dude, how many dudes are you trying to not get laid in this fucking room? Like, how many times have you been in that situation where you're like, well, I'm down to my last resorts.
Right.
I'm down to, like, throwing Hail Mary passes. It's time to open up the old email accounts and start emailing girls I used to fuck 2 or 3 years ago and see if you might want to hang out.
Yeah. Like, both of us are eating leftovers tonight, you know?
Exactly.
No one's exploiting anyone else.
Yeah, that seems almost courteous.
Last year's guy and last year's girl, that's a match made in heaven.
Sometimes...
Last year. Hey-o.
So I just I think Jake from Glamour is an enormous cunt. He's a huge
faggot.
Can I throw
in something here? Because last year guy, it actually reminds me. I went to a party of a friend of mine's recently, and I just put together his method. Like, he's not a big like getting ladies kind of guy, but he does all right. But his method of like when he wants to get laid, he has a party and he invites like every girl that he's been involved with in, like, the last 9 months, which is the strangest fucking strategy, because there's one girl, him and one girl hit it off, and then the rest of the party, there's this gang of 7 girls who are pissed off and have no idea why they're there.
This is a real guy, or is
yeah,
this your
yeah,
hypothetical
this, no,
situation?
This is a party I was at, like, 2 weeks ago.
Out of curiosity, why were you at the party? Like, that's kind of...
Well, because it was just like... he lives with other friends of mine, and they're like, yeah, we're having a party. And I didn't understand the whole thing was to get the one roommate laid, but it was just such a strange experience. I'm just talking to these ladies, and they're just all fucking pissed off, and I have no idea why. I'm like, oh, because you all came here thinking that you were going to fuck this one guy, but...
What do you think Jake from Glamour would call that kind of guy?
I think that guy's kind of a genius. I mean, he's really... He's
the ducks in the barrel guy.
He's betting on all the horses. He just... If you just want a winning ticket...
He's playing the odds.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Trifecta, win, play, show.
But it's also kind of like a scorched earth policy
guy.
To dating.
He's the Sherman.
Yeah, he's just marching to the sea, burning everything in his path.
Burning everything in the path of pussy. I mean,
right, that was
total
Sherman
war
that did that,
at
right?
That party. That is Jim.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
I'm glad we
I'm proud
have
of myself.
Back to the Civil War for the second podcast in a row. It's good.
And I've still been thinking about how messed up it is that our country reenacts civil wars. No one in South Africa reenacts apartheid. Like,
you know, someday maybe that guy will like dress up in mid-2000 era clothing with his friends and get some cross-dressers and reenact his sexual march to the sea just like General Sherman did.
I want someone somewhere, someday.
Number 7 is Civil War reenactment.
Yes, that's right. The list that is unprinted that we actually have here of 7 through 8 is one is Civil War guy.
Yeah. Itchy Mutton Chops. That's
Itchy
that's
Mutton Chops guy is number 8. Actually, he has his own separate category. And then we have MLK assassination reenactment guy.
Yeah,
he is at the bottom of the list. That's
President Obama
assassination.
Even if he's playing
Jesse Jackson, you shouldn't date that guy. Especially if he's a white guy.
President Obama assassination rehearsal guy is also at the bottom
of
the
list. That's a bad guy to date.
Speaking of racism, I was talking to W. Kamau Bell today. W. Kamau Bell has agreed to be one of our first guests. So hey all right, yeah.
Kamau Bell have anything else coming up that's exciting?
Well, he's working a week with you, I believe, starting tomorrow. Actually, I have a list.
This thing will probably come out, right? Or maybe in 2 days.
Yeah, actually, this I'll probably be done editing it tonight.
We don't edit.
By the way, Kevin, just so you know, coming up at the end of the podcast, Sean, if you want to let him know, we have coming up
on
the podcast.
I'm gonna. Well, we, but I believe I'll be taking the receiver. I'm gonna be prank calling Neil Lieberman, the comedy coach. So stay tuned for that. It should be pretty funny.
And don't take the microphone out of the stand while you do that.
Oh, that's true.
No blue, and no curse words.
Okay, I can do that. And it's going to be a TV ready prank call.
Yeah, we've got it. We've got it pretty well scripted out, I think. And Joey Devine,
I'm going to be cooking my famous Swedish pancakes recipe on the air at the end of this podcast.
Pretty exciting. So
delicious, vegan Swedish pancakes.
While we're doing,
at the end of this podcast, I'm going to eat a burrito.
Also, check that out. Ooh, that was unexpected, but that is also coming up later on in the show. Kevin O'Shea will be eating a burrito. Kevin, why don't you read off the shows that are coming up in San Francisco? This is one of the things I figured we should do. We should announce future shows coming up in San Francisco.
Shows this week in San Francisco. Sorry. Tuesday through Saturday, we got W. Kamau Bell, Kevin Kamia, and some asshole named Sean Keane at the San Francisco Punch.
Oh, nice. That's
a lot to say.
You be nice.
This Wednesday, we've got the Saturday Far Easter at Cobb's Comedy Club featuring Ali Wong.
Ali Wong. Now, I wanted to say something about Ali Wong because Chris Garcia says he's going to be a guest on the show in the near future. And Chris Garcia had the ongoing relationship with Ali Wong. It's not a secret, which is why I'm gonna fucking bring it up on the podcast. And I've never heard him have any complaints about it, nor is he ever allowed to complain about that relationship, because I had to hear about how big his dick was on stage for 2 fucking years. You guys, was anybody else kind of weirded out by that?
It was sort of strange, but then I started living with him, and just, we believe in conserving water, and it's all true. I mean, once you've seen it, I don't know how you can't just talk about it all the time. I want to talk about it on stage. I just think it would be creepy, but... I felt like I was alone and just casual nudity, but I'm just glad that Allie had the courage to bring it up on the air. So, ladies, ChrisGarciaComedy.com.
You're also leaving out the fact that we had to listen to Chris talk about Allie's tiny, tiny vagina.
Yeah, but that's, I think talking about a girl's tiny vagina, which is hot, I think that can happen in your lifetime, you know, that's or to a girl. Some guy can go up in front of a bunch of people and stop talking about your vag. What are you doing to us? But having chick start talking about your cock, like, positively on stage in front of a lot of people, like, repeatedly, night after night, that's a distinction that not a lot of guys have.
I think it was somewhat strange for our third roommate, who was a girl and had seen Ali Wong on stage a couple times, and Chris had actually lived there for like a month and a half before she knew that they had a relationship.
But she pieced together that
and
this
then
was...
she, it's never been the same.
Really?
She was buying freezers full of food after that.
So is Chris a rebound guy or a last guy?
What was the...
He's actually a number 9 Cuban guy. I don't really know what's so bad about that, I guess. The embargo.
Can't date him.
He's a good baseball player.
The U.S. government does not want anyone dating him.
And he's...
I guess that makes
Jerry Garcia's, like... brother's cousin or something like that?
That's not true.
I just love the idea of his brother's cousin.
Anyway, continue. We have more. We have more shows to announce. We got one more, I think, on there.
Oh, this is exciting. This weekend, Bobby Slayton, Robert Duchesne, Tommy T's in Pleasanton.
Bobby Slayton is one of the few comedians that my dad would be excited to have me perform with. I believe it's three guys. It's Bobby Slayton, Jake Johansson, who will be at the Punchline next week, I believe.
Oh, really?
And then Ron Tater Salad White. I believe those three, my dad will really believe that I'm a real comedian if I work with one of those guys.
I thought, that's so weird. Those guys seem to be real macho guys. Aren't you a wimpy Californian guy?
I would never
be. Jake Johansson macho?
Jake Johansson is someone that, in theory, I could be booked with.
Right.
Not really.
Yeah.
Those other guys.
But yeah, right. Well, yeah, Ron.
I do like potatoes.
Do you like potato salad, though?
Yeah, not particularly. No, it's good, actually.
Too much mayo. Rich on?
Yeah.
So what else do we have? Let's see. What else is on our agenda for today?
Oh, did Joey go to the movies?
That's what I was just looking at. Joey Devine goes to the movies. Do we have a theme for that?
Joey likes shitty movies. Hey!
All right, I like it.
I do like shitty movies.
Shitty theme song for shitty movies.
Hey-o. But yeah, I saw two shitty movies this week. And one was in the theater, and one was on video.
Was on
which
video
one do you guys
want to
talk
DVD?
About first?
Let's talk about the one in the theater.
I saw Fast and Furious.
Now, here's the thing. It's Fast and Furious, but there already was the Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Did they decide that articles just don't fly? And
it's not Fast or Furious enough when there's articles.
I think they tried to, because they had Too Fast, Too Furious, and then the third one they abandoned it. I think they had
Tokyo Drift.
Where it was like, for the Fast and the Furious, or like, for the love of the Furious, to try to get the four in there.
But then they just were like, you know what? We're so fast and furious, we can't be held down by more words.
It's actually the most efficient title.
I like it,
because
it's like, that's how fast and furious they are. They just are straight to the point.
And that, and you know,
there shouldn't even be an end. It should be called Fast Furious.
Well, I think the ampersand is there because it's the most furious punctuation mark that there is.
Easily.
Oh, they don't even write out and. They just put the ampersand. Oh, wow. That is fast.
I was at the movie theater on Sunday to go see Adventureland, which was not shitty, so I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, don't talk about
that. It was very good. I liked it.
Stop talking about that.
But, and on the, like, little digital marquee above doors at the AMC Van Ness, it was just F and F 4.
Wow.
Ampersand F 4 is what it said.
Not even a full word.
Not a one.
Do you think they ever tried, like, Fast / Furious, and then with, like, an exponent 4, just to... So it's, like, like a math problem,
They did not do that,
Fast
because...
Fast divided by Furious times itself 4 times equals adventure.
I will tell you this, movie is so marketed towards, like, people ages 14 to 19.
Yeah, but here's the thing, it had the highest opening weekends of the year so far, which furthers my belief that people are fucking stupid. You know, not you, Joey, because I know you went and saw it in the theater. But I'm just saying, everyone else. Like, people take that shit seriously.
People applauded this movie at the end of it.
Wow.
The best part about it is, okay, I'm not giving anything away here.
I'm sure you're not.
Spoiler alert. No, I am. But spoiler alert, if you want to see Fast and Furious, like, hit pause and fast forward for 3 seconds on your iTunes. But there was one moment where...
So the listeners are popping in right now.
Right. There's one moment towards the end where, like, Vin Diesel, right? He turns himself in.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm just so tired of running. And then, like, the judge is like, even though the FBI says you were so good at catching this one criminal, I have to give you the maximum sentence of 25 to life. Which, first off, I don't know if you've seen any Fast and Furious movie, but Vin Diesel has never killed anyone. The first Fast and Furious movie, he was stealing TVs.
Really?
That's what he was doing.
If that was my defense attorney, I would be furious.
Yeah. And I'd be getting a new one real fast. Hey-o! So I'm at this theater, and it's the 8:45 showing on Friday, the day it came out, in Daly City. And the second...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because you want to share the movie about fast cars with every Filipino in the peninsula.
Right. Exactly. But no, so like the second the judge said that, at least three people in the theater went,
it was so insane.
Was it a gasp, or was it more of like a speed racer kind of like, huh?
No, it was a gasp, like a, they can't do that!
He just wanted a 10-second car.
And then the judge went, JK.
No.
No?
It was no. Oh, they really did sentence him from 25 to life?
Here's how it ends, okay?
Don't give away the ending on the podcast.
I'm going to give away the ending on the podcast. It's
there's 30 people listening to the podcast anyway.
Here's what happens. Podcast name, Joey Ruins Movies.
All right, here's what happens. It then later shows him on the bus going to jail in cuffs with the orange jumpsuit. And then you hear... and it's Paul Walker. And then, I was making a shift in a stick shift. Like, physical. Yeah, anyway, it's Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster and these two Latin guys that were only at the beginning of the movie. Like, whoa, we're so glad those guys are back! There to clearly break out Vin Diesel. And then it goes, and the camera goes all crazy and goes inside the engine, like it did in the first movie. And then it says, Fast and Furious. And then everyone in Daly City... applauds! Because that's what happened.
I think what they should have done is had them pick him up and then shown him in the back seat with the Latino guys and play it like the end of The Graduate. Oh, where they just kind of look awkwardly at the screen as they drive away.
The slow and the introspective. I think I actually need to leave to do a show.
Oh. Alright. 9:14, so...
Sean's my ride.
All right, well then, I guess that is the podcast for today. But before we go, we are going to be prank calling Neil Lieberman.
We'll prank call Neil Lieberman before I go. We have just enough time for one hilarious prank call, unless Joey wants to do his cooking segment first.
Yeah, I'd like to do my cooking segment.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll do the cooking segment. And sorry for the night. We didn't get to the listener requests, but we do have them
next
on the
week.
Next week we'll do the listener. We had to do a
short
one.
Miles.
Yeah, I had to do a short one today, but...
We have to get to your brother, too.
Yeah, we're going to get to my brother, Andrew Louder. I promise we will do your deal next week. But for now, thank you for listening to the Untitled Greatest Podcast Ever. And so I've been Matt Morales, and with me, as always, is...
Kevin O'Shea.
I like how Kevin has a long delay before he says it.
I was Sean Keane.
And Joey Devine.
All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Good night!